from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. As Brian's continued training camp coverage in Oxnard rolls on here with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. Here's the king himself, Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. You guys ever wear a hat and a headset and the button in the hat just digs into your head?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dealing with that right now.
Ooh, right on the scalp.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm bald doesn't help the issue at all. And I've got like a little indention now in my head, like if you were cooking a hamburger, you know, you make that little indention in it. So, you know, when it shrinks
drop
up
the butter
and all
in
that.
There.
Yeah, it hurts, but, you know, you got to fight on.
A little dip that the gamers have in their head right now. You ever seen that?
No.
Oh, is that what they have?
The gamers have the dip right there. Yeah, for that.
The dip?
Yeah. Okay, skull not fully developed at 12 years old.
It makes sense because I got my hat, but I had to move the headset off the button because the button was just killing me.
Boy, if I saw that gamer's head, though, and I was 8 years old right now, I'd be rocking earbuds for the rest of my gaming life.
I didn't know that would happen. Yeah. I guess so. All right, I told you I was going to tell you who played well and who didn't play well in this football game. I think Jalen Cropper has brought some receivers back into this thing.
That was bad, huh?
Well, you know, in a way of the fumble didn't help. You know, they're trying to get these guys to play special teams. And I even say that about Racy McMath, you know, the wide receiver who's trying to, you know, get back into this thing. He makes a couple of catches, and all of a sudden they put him on the punt team as the flyer. He's going down the sidelines. He gets blocked. And now they have a huge return. You know, so all of a sudden then they change it, you know, the next guy. They're kind of doing that. But I think Cropper has brought some guys back into this mix. I felt like he had a chance going into this game to really get to solidify his position. And I don't know if they're going to keep five or six wide receivers here. That's the issue. And I felt like there were going to be four guys. I don't know why that Durden didn't play any snaps in the game. You know, that he was a guy that kind of felt like that was going to start to compete or was part of this mix. But Cropper's bringing some guys back into the final spot for these wide receivers for his play. The running back, I don't know if we're any closer to where that needs to be. I don't know with the thing with Royce Freeman. I liked what I saw from him running the football. I thought there was some nice power with him. I thought there was the ability to find that hole and then to make that, whether if he had to make a cut or then he just had to find a way just to kind of get through it and then get up to the field. Deuce Vaughn is different running the football. Now, Deuce Vaughn used to be a dance guy. He used to just dance behind the line of scrimmage. He doesn't dance anymore. It's
nice.
Listen, they've told him, hey, you're going to get the ball, and if you see something, hit it and go. It, you know, if you have to spin, okay, you can do that. But there was a time where Deuce Vaughn used to dance, and now it's get 3 yards and let's fight for the next play. Or it's get through the hole and then find a way. There were some really good combination blocks that he took advantage of in this game where the guys, the centers, the guards were able to get up like we were talking about, you know, with BB and Bass and those guys, and him able to follow that and then go up. The tight ends as a whole blocked a little bit better in this football game. I want to give some credit for John Stevens for the way he blocked in this
football
game.
Can we stop on Vaughn, though? Because he was a superstar in his rookie year.
Yes.
Then we get to the regular season. It's under 3 an attempt. And we're like, oh, this guy just can't play against this level of player, right? Leave him on the field against, second and third teamers.
The dancing
so,
around.
So do you think that adjustment, like, fixed him to a point that he could be star for you?
I think that he's a guy that you would have to consider putting on the roster just because he gives you the explosiveness you don't have. They tried to, if you remember me coming on OTA talk and
the receiver
and
stuff.
And they was like, hey, well, they're gonna try and he's watching Cole Beasley film and this, that.
That's when I thought it was over for sure.
Yeah. The thing out here is, unfortunately, you know, he got hurt when you guys were out here, he didn't practice a lick. And now he's finally back on the field, and unfortunately, though, I don't know if it's too late or not, but he's the one guy they talk about the word juice, and he's the one that has that kind of ability. But they, you know, we'll see if in fact that the one position they might go long is the one they don't need to go long at, and that's running back. I feel like, listen, if you take three, take Hunter Lipke as the fourth, and then figure it out. If Deuce Vaughn's your guy, great. If Freeman's your guy, great. But don't sit there and carry five running backs and think, okay, we're going to not have another corner, we're not going to have another receiver, we're not going to have another offensive lineman or another defensive lineman. You know, that's what I worry about. Yeah. I worry about that
would
a little bit.
Would you be keeping Zeke?
See, this is the discussion that I would have it with, because – what they've done is they've protected us. Okay, I shouldn't say protected us. They protected Zeke from us being critical of him. How about that? Does that work for you guys?
Makes sense.
They don't practice him, you know, and they don't play him. So nobody could say anything about Zeke, whether he should make the team or not, because we're not all out here going, damn, Zeke looks slow today.
Yeah.
You know, Zeke looks like he's not explosive today. Man, Zeke, you know, we're not even having the opportunity to evaluate Zeke out here, because the way that he practices, yeah, you see him occasionally 1-2 carries against the Rams. Oh, that looked pretty good. Oh, well, that didn't look so good. You know, they're really not letting us evaluate this guy. And I think a lot of it has to do with, because they're like, hey, if we just go ahead and just kind of rubber stamp this thing through, nobody's going to say anything. But yeah, if you really want to break it all down, his spot should be in question as well. You know, with it, is him and Freeman kind of the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Freeman might have a little bit more explosiveness to his game. You know, it's the sentimental things that we're thinking about with Zeke. And, hey, maybe they're playing it the right way. Maybe all the bubble wrap stuff, and he goes out there in week one, week two, week three, and, he gives us 8 weeks of really quality football. But you'd have a hard time to be evaluating him out here right now if you were playing that game. I want to tip of the cap to, and this is just a tip of the cap, Matt Wiletzko. He played the whole damn game the other day. And you know what? It could have been a disaster for him. He didn't give up a sack or a pressure. So, good for him. I mean, is he a guy that looked like he's might regressed a little bit? Yeah, a little bit. But he played the whole damn game at right tackle. Awesome Richards playing guard. I talked to some people in the organization about this. I go, hey, it looks like you might have found something with Awesome Richards at guard. We go, we think he's a better tackle. I'm like, okay, we'll play him at tackle then. Well, no, they're playing him at guard. So, you know, keep an eye on that. Brevin Spann
Ford.
He's not
a good guard either.
That's weird.
Yeah, Brevin Spann Ford, the tight end, I think he might have played himself off this team. I feel like, though, that, you know, they gave him a lot of money coming out of college. You know, you got to be careful with these rookie players. You don't want to completely throw dirt on him. But they're asking him to be a blocker. He's not really doing that very well. They're asking him, like, okay, run routes, catch the ball. He's really not doing that very well. So when you start to think about these tight ends, I think that they're probably going to keep three. I think it's, you know, if you really wanted to break it down, it's Ferguson, it's Stevens, it's Schoonmaker. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Hunter Lipke as the potential fourth guy. So Hunter Lipke's affecting two positions. He's the running back room, and he's also potentially in the tight end room. So that might be something to completely keep an eye on. Doing good on time here, so we should be fine with them. Yeah,
yeah. I wanted to jump in here with a little bit of breaking Rangers news. Jacob DeGrom said he'll likely make his first rehab start Thursday night for the Frisco Rough Riders.
There we go.
Ooh, that's going to be a hot ticket. Get out there to Frisco.
Well, that's good that, you know, I mean, they need him to pitch.
I'm so excited.
Get us excited about something, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Please give us something.
More Josh Young and bang-bang homers. And how about Leofau? Can I ask you about him?
No, I appreciate you doing that. I was have him circled on my roster here that I'm looking at. The thing with Leofau, he was not good against the Rams the first time that we played. I know I came on Krusty's corner afterwards talking about the film. I didn't feel like that, man, this guy guessed. He was out of position. You know, him and Willie Harvey both were not very good. In this game, he was very good. And I mean good where he was more decisive. It wasn't any hesitation to his game. You know, it was like he was sure. They ran. The Raiders had a big run. And this is why I tell you the run defense is going to be better. The Raiders did have a big run. But I'll tell you why I think that the scheme is going to help them because of the linebackers. They run. Rodgers, the tackle, they get him in the hole square. Good. Leofau takes the hole opposite. Good. You know, now they've got that kind of secure. They're playing Willie Harvey's a scrape linebacker, and if he could get there, and he's just a tick late, but I'm thinking, okay, wait, that's Willie Harvey. What if that's Overshown? What if that's Clark? What if that's Kendricks? What if there's one of those guys? That's a play for 1 yard, 2 yards right there. Instead, with the, you know, some backup guys, it's like it's an 8 yard play. But the scheme to me, the square tackle, the fill.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Linebacker, the scrape linebacker. They will play better run defense because the scheme kind of covers up everything that you're trying to do running the football. And the thing with Leofau, he was the one that just took on the block at the point, made the back have to move. Now they got to get another linebacker over there. But like I say, Willie Harvey is not going to be playing against the Cleveland Browns out there or the New Orleans Saints the following week. You know, so I feel like with these linebackers, they're going to be able to do some pretty good things there.
When does he get in trouble?
Leofau?
Yeah.
When he guesses. Yeah, when he's like...
Which he was doing against the Rams.
Against the Rams, it was like, it's like he wasn't sure where he really needed to fit. It's almost like he was anxious, over-aggressive. You know, him and Harvey both were just really out of sorts. And all of a sudden you see guys jumping gaps and the ball goes right, you know, where they need to be. More scheme aware and really playing downhill in this football game with some aggressiveness that Leofau was able to do there. So good job by him.
All righty.
America's most hated guy, Albert Huggins.
Yes.
Actually played pretty well for you in this football game.
He pushed people he was supposed to.
Yeah. What we figured out, though, is that if you just – maybe we could just say, hey, we'll put a Rams polo on the quarterback of the other team, and then we'll get a little bit more of an aggressive player. But that was really – it was good by him. He's playing the three technique. He was, you know, he's chasing the ball. He's playing square. Those things you ask the defensive tackles to do. He was a guy there was a lot of whispers about him getting kicked out, being done. But he kind of showed up the other day for you. So back in good graces, you know, with the coaching staff here. Where else do I want to go? Oh, with Hall, the corner. We kind of talked about him, and I asked the question about. I think that it's going to come down to Hall. We'll see with Booth's situation. Booth might have made this football team because of the trade. They have, you know, a second round. You know, he was a second round talent and all that. Hall played really, really well for you in this game. I know he had the pick six, the coverage. There was only one really minus play that I saw, but there was an open field tackle where he's got to make the tackle. He missed it, you know, and afterwards, you know, you could see the reaction that he had. Mm-hmm. But I thought overall he played pretty well in this game. And I mentioned about Israel Mukwamu. They're trying to kind of find a spot for him. He's been playing a lot in nickel. He's been playing a lot in the slot. People will talk about the flexibility that he has to play safety. But I think he got the safety position covered. You know, you got to figure out who could be the slot corner if something happens, you know, to Jordan Lewis. I don't know if it will be Carson would be that guy. I think Carson's more of an outside guy. But like I say, Booth and then Hall and then Izzy. One of those, if maybe two of those guys make the team, maybe one of those guys. I think we're still battling for that final spot at the cornerback here, boys.
Well, thank you, Krusty.
Thank you. Appreciate
Krusty's it. Krusty's Corner live in Oxnard, California, here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, when we come back, we'll have CY at 420. Mike Golic Jr. talks football with us next here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.